about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
We have to do this thing now. It's completely crazy. It's crazy beyond your wildest nightmares, but it's happening.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
If Andy yearns for Brenda and Brenda cares about Charlene, who pines for Andy, the three of them form one of these. Kara.
What is a threesome?
No. Roger.
What is a love triangle?
Yes, that's it. Kara has obviously had much more experience than I.
She wanted to make the trip. She said, Dad, can I go with you? She actually said, Daddy, can I go with you? I like that, right? Daddy, can I go with you? I said, yes, you can.
Farm fresh butt nuggets for sale at your mom's house.
And now.
Perhaps we should not be talking about this.
Oh, no. We're talking about this.
Does not seem appropriate.
Oh, no, we're definitely talking about it. This is a thing.
Our feature presentation.
Good morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Wednesday morning, the 20th of September.
Why is nature trying to kill us, you guys?
It's been a rough go of things.
Sure has. It has. When you look at the earthquakes and the hurricanes all going on at the same time and the crazy temperatures all happening around the world, I just saw that it's dead of or heading into winter, I guess, in Australia. Is that right? Are we into winter in Australia?
I think it's the opposite of here.
They probably are heading into summer soon.
Well,
opposite of here. We're heading into winter soon.
So we're the winter ones, right?
I just said that. Okay. The opposite.
Well, anyway, I just saw yesterday they were having the hottest temperatures ever recorded for this date. For whatever season they're into or leaving, it's ridiculous now. And then you look at all the hurricanes. I mean, you can't even keep track of how many hurricanes there are.
No, it's insane.
It's like we're juggling plates, seeing all these named storms all coming in from one right after another. It's very disconcerting, you guys.
Yeah,
I don't like it.
I mean,
you've gone into this new thing where you just tell us that you don't like the world the way it is.
Yeah.
And there's nothing anyone can do about that.
I feel like so. I feel
maybe like you need a therapist.
Yeah. I have a lot of mixed feelings today. I'm filled with emotion today.
Great.
I have a great deal of disappointment. Let me start with the disappointment, if I could. Remember yesterday? Remember the Mad Pooper times?
Yeah. Mad Pooper.
Right?
She was caught?
No. Oh. Not even an update, though. I want this to be the lead story on every newscast until she's arrested. Because what's going on in her mind today? She knows her story is out there. She knows there are posters. She knows she's on the news. There are people looking for her. Does she now go underground and no longer public poop? Or now does she look at this as a challenge and she goes out there and poops everywhere?
All right, mother effers, it's on.
Yeah. You're coming from a place where you don't think this lady's mentally ill. She's not okay. I don't think she's looking at news reports of herself.
He looks at every single person like they're logical.
Yes. Yeah. I'm not assuming she is mentally ill, no.
She's pooping in different yards in front of a Walmart. Mm-hmm. She's pooping in very not sane places.
But she...
either drugs or mental illness or something involved that doesn't involve logic.
But she's going out of her way to poop in public. She's pooping so much. She's leaving her house when she has to poop to go poop in public.
Right. Maybe she's doing that just because she doesn't want to destroy her house.
Oh.
What if her toilet is plugged up and she can't get a plumber for like 3 weeks?
That's another
really busy plumbers.
Mm. Yes.
Wherever she lives.
It's another choice. So anyway, very disappointed there's no update. I certainly thought, because she doesn't seem to be shy. I mean, she's been photographed. She talks to the people who come out and say, hey, why are you pooping in my yard? It's not like she's, doing the best she can to be low profile. So where is she now? All right. So that's,
you gotta know.
I do have to. So that's my disappointment.
Mad Pooper.
And the other thing is, I saw this story, and there's a sentence. This is a great story, Kevin, and you're going to love it so much to get us going here. Right. But there's a line at the end of this story that I think should be front page news, and I never knew it until I saw it as a throwaway sidebar to the main article. Okay?
He's got to know.
No. I do have to know. I've got a lot of thoughts, guys, about a lot of things.
You also have a podcast.
No, you're going to want to be a part of this.
All right.
And please forgive me. I'm going to feel like a big giant idiot if you guys covered this when I was on vacation last week, because it did happen last week.
We did.
Yep.
We did. We covered it.
And a neighbor.
I can't believe it. We covered that.
A man from Northern Wales has been fined $330 by American police after he swam across the Hoover Dam. Did you do this story?
No.
We did not, no.
The first person in history to make it across the reservoir alive.
Mm.
Now, he was very drunk and very lucky because Hoover Dam has 10 giant turbines that turn the water, okay, that move the water from the dam to all the places that it has to go to provide water for everybody, for us, for Las Vegas, for everybody. Hoover Dam, big deal in Nevada, right? Right there on the Nevada-Arizona border.
Right.
So he, just by grace of God, got in there when they weren't running the thing at full capacity. Otherwise, he would have been cut to shreds. His name's Aaron Hughes. He's a 28-year-old forklift driver. He was in Las Vegas for a bachelor party. He had been partying for 37 hours straight.
All right. Jeez. I'm down with that guy.
He says it's around 45 degrees outside. We were at the bachelor party, although they call it in Ireland, Allie, a stag do. He
sure.
was part of a stag do mm-hmm. in Las Vegas.
And a female is a hen do.
Is that what they call it?
Yes.
That's weird. Mm-hmm.
You go to Las Vegas to have fun, don't you? We made the hangover look tame, he told the Daily Post. We're all just standing there, and I said, I'm going for a swim.
Possible night, there'd be a full moon there about night, and it should be bright out, and there could anyone go up in the mountains about night, sure.
There's his comment right there.
I didn't. Can you play? Is there a way to play that again? Because I didn't understand every word he said.
Mr. Hughes and his friends cheered him on as he swam across the Colorado River, which borders the states of Nevada and Arizona. He said the swim took around 30 minutes, but admitted that he felt a little knackered about halfway across.
Sure, you get
by
knackered,
the way,
right?
Again, mm-hmm. been partying for 37 hours and drunk, right, while he's doing this. That's remarkable to
yeah,
me because
impressive.
It really is a phenomenal physical achievement to be able to do under that conditions. He knew he had to make it to the other side, but he could feel the water pulling him toward the dam. I was sucked toward the wall. I had to swim hard. At the other side, I was exhausted, and then I heard the police arrive. He was handcuffed and arrested by Nevada police after making it across the water. As I said, fined $330 and charged with jumping, diving, swimming from the dam's spillways or other structures. Here's one officer said, in my whole lifetime, I've never seen or heard anyone doing it. Here's the sentence that has rocked my whole world. And you guys tell me if I'm wrong, okay?
All right.
Some 275 people have reportedly died at the site in the last 10 years.
Whoa.
Wow. All trying to do the same thing.
Well, it doesn't say that.
I assume.
But I assume it's people who are swimming and then get chopped up by the turbines.
Right.
But how have there been hundreds of people who have died in the last 10 years? I've never heard about one of them.
Huh.
Well, maybe they're spread out enough and they're stupid enough that people just go, well, had it coming.
They also might be suicides and they don't want to promote that as a place to go and kill yourself.
That's an interesting thought.
Thank you so much.
Maybe that's what it is. But isn't that, I mean, that's hundreds of people.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you think that that would be the type of thing that if it were a suicide thing, they'd be talking about a way to cordon off that area, put up some big fences or something, surveillance something?
When it comes to death.
He's got to know.
No.
I was just so stunned by that number. By the way, final quote from Mr. Hughes. He said, I don't have any regrets. I even have a tattoo that says, no regrets. That's the type of person
oh
I am.
God. He's the best.
I love him now.
And then find after them. That's right. You own them. And you want some seed.
Thank you. So he makes a lot of good points there. But anyway, that's shocking news out of the Hoover Dam, which, by the way, is my favorite place to go when I'm in Las Vegas, as you know. So I do follow Hoover Dam news.
Just...
And that's why I'm so stunned. I never heard about that amount of people.
I mean, we all follow
there.
Hoover Dam news.
Yeah, I've got a Google alert.
I mean, that's pretty much everyone.
Yeah.
His favorite place to go when he goes to Las Vegas.
I love it. I've taken people there. I've tried to. They declined, but they would have had a good. They would have had a good time.
Sure. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
No, you're going to tell a story. I don't believe that I can bear to listen to another one of your stories right now.
The Wheel of Bad Animal Voices, as it is Wednesday, we have, we're going to talk about Tom Brady's diet.
Yeah.
Tom Brady's diet is, he licks weeds and then touches chicken McNuggets to the outside of his cheeks. I think that's his diet.
And how about that?
Not sure how it works, but
it's working for
it
now. Right? I know there's not enough sugar in it, I'll tell you that.
Right? That's my point. We also have great news. We also have who's the dick?
Wow.
On the program today. And also Bean makes his guess. And if you missed it yesterday, we talked to Hall of Fame quarterback Kurt Warner. And some highlights of that coming up just after 6. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beatnik. LNOC's Alternative Rock. It's the world-famous K-Rock and the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:53.
We'll talk to a Rams former quarterback, Kurt Warner, about what he thinks about the team relocating to Los Angeles. If he's feeling the Rams fever here. That's coming up right after the top of the hour. First, Allie's in for Ralph with the Showbiz Beat on a Wednesday. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. It's really early, and I want to give something away to the nice people up this early. They would like to see a movie before it comes out. American Made. It's in theaters on September 29th. It's Tom Cruise. He's a pilot. Then he starts smuggling drugs.
Looks so good.
And then he joins up with the CIA to run one of the biggest covert operations in the U.S. In the history of the U.S. It looks incredible.
Sure does.
I'm excited to see it. If you want to see it before it comes out, September 26th, you're going to head down to Pacific's The Grove and check out the movie. Give a call right now, 1-800-520-1067, and the first 5 callers are going to get a pair of passes to the K-Rock advanced screening of American Made at Pacific's The Grove, September the 26th. Good luck. Call now. No Dotto?
No.
Wow. It's
only when it annoys you and you're not ready for it.
That's really...
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Now that's annoying.
That's how it works.
Did Chip say you can't?
Was a success.
You can't ask for Dotto?
Yeah.
I was not aware. Okay. Good stuff. You guys watching The Deuce on HBO?
No.
Oh.
Are you disturbed by that?
No.
I'm disturbed by everything today.
Okay.
It started while I was on vacation, so I didn't set it up. And then I'm still trying to catch up on stuff. And I don't know. I've heard pretty good things about it, though. What have you heard?
It's only on episode 2. Episode 2 is on Sunday.
I'll never catch up. I'm that far behind.
It was created by David Simon, who, of course, did The Wire. And it's James Franco, Maggie Gyllenhaal. It's about the rise of the porn industry in the 1970s. It's gritty. A lot of boobies.
Sure.
Is what I'm saying. I think you'd like
it. Have you watched it?
I have.
And is it... Would you recommend it?
I would. It's kind of that slow burn at the beginning, like most David Simon shows are, where you're just getting to know all the characters. But James Franco plays twin brothers.
Okay.
So that's interesting.
Okay.
A lot of sex workers. Maggie Gyllenhaal with a great little beard. Beard? Wig.
By the way, I bought it the first time.
You know, for all those people in the 70s that were like, I'd like a sex worker with a beard.
Right?
That's what turns me on. Anywho, it's already been renewed for a second season, which isn't bad after 2 shows in.
Right.
But, yeah, I think you should check it out, Bean. I think you'd like it.
All right. Good tip.
Maggie Gyllenhaal with a beard.
Right. I just caught up on my Ray Donovans yesterday. That was my day yesterday. I had 2 of those to get through.
Yeah.
Love that.
Do ya?
You don't like it this season, Ellie?
Not my favorite season. Not going to lie.
Bean?
Not my favorite season either, but, you know, still great. I mean, an average Ray Donovan episode is going to be better than almost anything on TV anyway. It's just such a great show. But, man, he's going through some rough times.
Yeah. He needs me.
Does he?
Yeah.
I don't think he realizes that.
I'm here for you, Liebs. NBC says Saturday Night Live will once again air live across all time zones again this year. Remember, they tried that for the last 4 shows last year, so it was at 11:30 when they usually do it, but we got to see it out here at 8:30.
Which is so smart, because NBC has nothing on Saturday nights anyway.
Right, so haven't they been doing this for 20 however many years?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Just run it at 8:30 and at 11:30. People can pick their time. It's a great idea.
Yeah, that's what they're going to do again. They're going to run it for us at 8:30, and then they're going to rerun the show at 11:30, both in Mountain and Pacific time zones. And season 43... premiering on September 30th with host Ryan Gosling and musical guest Jay-Z.
All right.
Nice. All right. I'm in for that.
Right.
That sounds very good. Not sure if you saw this yesterday. I'm really offended that I didn't get one of these emails from Amazon. But they were sending out a bunch of emails yesterday notifying customers that someone had bought an item off their baby registry.
Oh, no.
No one had signed up for a baby registry.
Okay.
Not anyone, well, maybe some of them were pregnant, but right. It's kind of jarring when you get that from Amazon. Someone bought you something off your baby registry.
That's great. I don't have a baby registry. What do I do?
Yeah. Or even the thought of having a baby.
Right. I feel like this has gone dark.
It got really sad.
Yeah.
So Amazon said it was a technical issue. A lot of people were like, no, it's a phishing scam. Don't click on it. Change your password. No, they literally did send it out, but it was a technical issue. But really offended. Everybody was getting them.
Hmm.
Bean?
But not you.
I didn't. I'm sorry I didn't either.
Oh, I sent you a bunch of onesies, though. Your new baby. Oh, the star is born on September 20th. George R.R. Martin is 69.
Oh, he looks terrible.
Does he?
Does he look 85?
Wow.
Every time I see him, I think, this dude is not going to live to finish this latest Game of Thrones book. Look how old he is. You're telling me he's less than 70?
He is just less than 70.
Wow.
He is 69.
All right. I'm not wrong, 69. Am I? Kevin, you know who we're talking about here. George R. He looks 80, doesn't he?
He's 79 if he's a day.
Yeah,
Thank you.
He doesn't look spry.
Yes.
I will give you that. Gary Cole is 61, and Shane from The Walking Dead and soon to be The Punisher. On Netflix, John Bernthal is 41. I'm Allie McKay, and for Ralph Garman, walking the showbiz.
Hey, it's Wednesday. That means the Wheel O' Bad Animal Voices on the program today. And don't forget, all morning long. Hey, did we do the giveaway? Did we give away the thing?
Boy.
K-Rock Not Scary Farm Takeover passes?
I'm going to say...
I just don't see it up there, and I thought we were supposed to give it away at 6:12, so I was just a little concerned. That's
okay,
all.
Then I'm going to say yes, but they don't have a winner yet.
Oh. Now I'm very confused.
Ask?
Because...
But we're on the air. You know that.
Because we're doing a thing
right.
here. Anyway, we got them for you all morning long, every hour, allegedly, here on the Kevin Beach. And Nicole Alvarez will be broadcasting live from there tomorrow. All right. Let's go to Nepal for this next story, you guys. I don't know if you've seen this viral video. What? Why are you laughing, King of Mexico?
Hello, Nepal.
Nepal. A British tourist who is a teacher named Gemma Wilson, 35 years old, and her stepson Charlie are trekking about the mountains of Nepal, and they stop to get a cup of tea, because that's what you do when you're a Brit, right?
Right.
So they get a cup of tea, and her son gets some black tea, and the woman who's around the little tea stand there charges him 150 rupees for the tea. That's what she says the cost of the tea is.
Right.
And the lady pays it. But the lady is confused and concerned and is a little bit worried, as tourists often are, that she's getting ripped off, because she's been apparently buying tea in the country, and it's been about 50 rupees, and now all of a sudden it's 150 rupees.
Right.
Now, you guys did a little math yesterday when we saw this story after the show. What are we talking about when we're doing conversions from rupees into something we might understand?
I think
like
it's
dollars.
Around a buck.
150 rupees is one British pound.
So
one British pound. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So is that a lot? Is that an extortion? Is this surge pricing? What are we looking at for a cup of tea? Is that considered too much? Is she being ripped off?
I mean,
off?
She felt like she was, because she was buying it for 50 everywhere else.
Uh-huh.
And then it's three times that.
But is everywhere else not on the side of a mountain where
exactly.
they have to bring it up with
it's
donkeys?
Nepal. Or... I don't know.
Yes. That's
no, I need yeah. exact answer.
I see.
Okay. And Allie, you bring up an outstanding point, because that's something I don't know in this story. And I think that is important context, because mm-hmm. maybe she is someplace miles and miles and miles and miles away from the center of town, where it's a great effort to build a tea stand and to supply a tea stand. All right. We say all that to say this. The reason this video goes viral is the lady makes a comment about, hey, that sounds like a lot for a cup of tea. And then she goes outside. She does pay it. She goes outside, and she's trying to take a picture of the tea stand. Now, I don't know if her intention is then to put that up on Facebook and shame them for ripping her off or whatever. But the owner behind the counter at the tea shop is furious and comes after her and starts to attack her. And I think shortly after that, Kevin, she runs away. And shortly after that, that's when she turns on her GoPro of
yep.
this Nepalese woman who's chasing her up a mountain, to the point where this British lady is just exhausted and is just and practically breaks down.
So it's time for Who's the Dick? The woman that was running the tea shop was throwing rocks, which you know I approve. And was chasing her, and she was so out of breath. Here's some of the tape, and then I'll give you some translation of what the Nepalese, is that how you say it?
Yes.
Tea shop owner is saying. She's got a backpack, this British woman. She's literally running through the mountains away from a tea shop owner.
Just leave me alone. Please. Listen. Please. Please.
Okay, now she can't run any longer, but the woman's still coming after her. And throwing rocks, and she's got two giant sticks that it seemed like they're sort of formed into swords, but they're not really. It's just two giant pieces of wood.
And this Nepalese lady looks like she's elderly, doesn't she?
Yeah, but she looks like she could track you down for days.
She's elderly, but she's mean.
Great shape and mean. Yes, both.
Please, I'm sorry, please. I'm sorry, please.
Okay, so now she's yelling stuff like, everybody comes to DePaul, nobody's special, you English people are rich. Why do you think you get a special deal? She's yelling all of this stuff at the woman, and the woman is just saying, I'm sorry, please leave me alone.
And the woman did pay for the tea. It's not like she was outraged and left without leaving the money. She did pay for it, but she made a comment about it.
Yeah, but she also tried to bargain, and I think that's what we're missing in the story is,
but hold on. She didn't try to bargain before she paid for it, though. She paid for it, and then she said, wow, that seems expensive.
Well, we don't know that. The story says it's from her side only.
Okay.
So in the video, you could hear the lady, and you're going to get to it when she's saying, you want bargain.
Right.
You know, so it sounds like she tried to bargain down the
price of
150 rupees.
Let me ask you this, Dad. Is there some rule against bargaining? I mean, is that not allowed anymore?
I can understand from her standpoint, tourists come through and they're just trying to make a living and they're probably not making a tremendous amount of...
You know, like...
What?
That is their
living. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And that's probably not a lot of, making money doing it that way. So if rich tourists come through and try to haggle the price.
But are you really trying to haggle for tea? No, you haggle for goods, not for items, for souvenirs.
According to this woman.
You don't haggle for tea or food or any of that. When you're traveling, you don't do that.
Okay, so ugly British tourist, okay.
I will say this. This was not the woman from Nepal's first rodeo.
Right.
No.
She did snap just because of this,
this one
woman.
Girl.
This seems like... decades.
This is a life of
anger about people coming to her little mountain village and being like, I'm not paying that.
My whole dollar. My whole pound.
Because who tracks someone down? I mean, she's chasing this woman through the mountains.
She's angry.
Sorry. I'm sorry, please.
You English people are rich.
You British people are rich.
No.
You special? Huh?
I'm sorry. Please.
And now she's like putting the wood at her, like she's gonna stab her.
This video, by the way, is a little bit terrifying.
A little bit.
I mean, it sounds like a horror movie when you listen to how scared this woman is, and she's on the side of a mountain on a tiny little path. And I'm sure the biggest thing on her mind right now is, don't push me off this cliff.
Right. So who's the dick? I think maybe the British woman.
I'm thinking British woman.
So far,
yes.
Now that they're 3/4 mile away from the shop, starting to turn. Because the woman that owns the tea shop is threatening her. And she keeps apologizing as much as she can. And this is not going to dissuade, like Ali said, the lifelong frustration of this woman.
Please. My son is watching.
Your son, no problem.
Your son, no problem. You.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Stick it to her, Nepalese woman.
And to be fair, your son jetted the hell out of
there. He's way gone.
He's not 4. He's 15.
No.
He's already on the plane back to Britain.
Please. I said I'm sorry.
You bargain, everybody.
I'm sorry. Listen. I'm sorry, please. Please. Please stop. I know. Listen.
Okay, all right. It's your mountain. Fine. Leave me alone. I'm apologizing. What does this woman have to do?
Yeah, there's nothing. Broken out more rupees and just said, here, sorry for being a privileged British woman that probably paid thousands of dollars to come on this trip, and I'm haggling with you for freaking tea.
Right, in my opinion, you're right, until they get a mile away from the goddamn tea shop.
She's
threatening to stab her.
Absolutely.
What's happening?
It turned into a two-dick situation.
What?
I'm sorry. Please, I'm sorry. Please, no, it's not. It's okay.
Why
I'm sorry.
Why bargain?
You're scaring my son.
You people are dog.
Okay, now this is my favorite part. You people are dog.
You're scaring my son.
You people are dog. donkey.
You people are donkey.
Okay.
Please stop.
You people are cow.
You people are cow.
Gary, my son, please.
You people are dog.
Yeah. I need to be with my son. Please, can I just go?
Not a problem, you here.
Please, can I go?
Can I go, you? Can I go?
Please.
You crazy woman, you.
You crazy woman, I mean, you. She's yelling at the British woman for being crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look, this is no different than a road rage situation of people just getting out of control, losing their mind. And after the fact, I think both of them would say they probably handled it poorly.
No, I'm going to say that the shop owner taught this girl a lesson.
I'm going to say that the British tourist was a dick for a minute.
Still,
and then,
nope. Still, I think,
and
always.
Then running and apologizing while the woman is threatening to stab her with this piece of wood.
An apology for trying to rip off a lady for her.
Right,
her
but how many times does she have to say she's sorry? And does she deserve to be chased through the mountains
like
in
Ellie
the fall?
Said, just make it rain your rupees or whatever. That'll solve everything.
I'm just going to say this. I'm happy it wasn't an American. That's it.
Same. So, British woman. Is a dick at the beginning.
Nope. All the way through.
I'm going beginning.
All the way through.
Nepalese woman. Holy crap. All right, this next feature is called Shoot the Messenger.
No, it's not.
I think that's the name of it.
I don't make the list.
I think that's the name of the feature.
I just bring you the information that we can discuss. I do not create it at all, but it is time for Bean Makes Us Guess.
Bean Makes Us Guess, yeah.
Ooh, ooh.
Bean Makes Us Guess, yeah.
Who gets penis slapped?
Bean is a dick.
Pretty dope, man.
Just wanna tell ya.
I am the dumbest human that ever lived.
Now it's time for Bean Makes Us Guess.
Yes.
I think you guys are going to do pretty well with this one today. This is from WalletHub.com, a site I am unfamiliar with, but it seems to be a site to help people navigate through their life cost-effectively. They're looking for inexpensive options of ways to live your life.
Okay.
And what they have done is they have created a list on the 150 largest cities in America. They used 58 key metrics to decide what are the most fun cities in the United States. And they have quite a list of criteria. They're looking for lots of things to do. Bars and clubs and restaurants and movies and sporting events and roller coasters and gambling. Just anything you can think of when you think about going to a city. Hey, what's fun to do here? They looked at all of it. They looked at parks. They looked at zoos. They looked at, like I said, concerts, whatever's going on. But not the most expensive things in the world. So you get points dinged if you're too expensive. If you're in a city that's very expensive, that goes down a little bit, but then it's got a lot to do, and that goes up a little bit. You see what I'm saying?
Sure.
So they're looking for a good balance. You're going somewhere on vacation. What are the most fun cities in America? And I was a little bit surprised by some of the cities that made this list, and surprised some that didn't end up higher on the list.
So we're guessing the top 10?
We are going to guess the top 10 here out of 150. Now, Kevin, I would imagine that you would have the edge on this one because that's your whole life is, hey, what fun city can I go to next, right? So we're going to, as we customarily do, we're going to let you be at the head of the table and guess first. What are the most fun cities in America?
Hawaiian Gardens.
All right. I feel like, once again, Kevin, you're not taking
this seriously. Is it not on the top 10?
It's not.
That's probably top 5.
Yeah. It's not in the top 150. Oh. I'm sorry. No, Hawaii. Is an excellent guess. But no, Beer Mug, you're in for Ralph Garman today. So you're going to be filling in on Bean Makes Us Guess. What say you, sir?
Although I've never been, I've heard a lot of great things about this place. Bean, you might know, Nolens.
New Orleans, Louisiana is number 8 on their list, by the way. They ranked them number 5 on nightlife and parties, by the way. Number 5 in the country on nightlife and parties, but much lower in terms of cost and other forms of entertainment. But yeah, if you're going to drink, New Orleans is a pretty good place. So you are on the board. Miss Allie McKay.
I'm going to go Nashville.
Nashville, Tennessee is not, as far as I can see.
Shocking.
Some BS.
Right? Wow. You know what? That's an outstanding guess. I would have thought Nashville would have been
I'm just going to go ahead and give myself a point then.
I mean, I don't think that's how it works.
I think we're all in agreement.
You know, I don't know where it is on the list here. I'm only looking at the top 20 right now, but it's not in the top 20, so that's a big surprise to me. Kevin Ryder.
Salt Lake City.
Why are you the way that you are?
What city's less fun than Salt Lake City?
Beer Bug.
Let's go Miami.
Miami is number four on the list. Yes, they are number two, by the way, on the nightlife and parties rank. Sure. No surprise there. Number 13 on entertainment and recreation rank. All right, so Beer Bug has two. Allie, none. Kevin, none. Allie, you're up.
Austin.
Oh, good guess.
Is number 18 on their list.
Okay, I'm going with cheaper but fun cities. Is that not what this thing
it's
is?
It's just fun, Allie.
It's fun. They also factor in, though, that there are also inexpensive things to do as well. But I think, I mean, Muggs is on the right track, obviously, with his Miami and his New Orleans so far. Kevin, you're up.
Compton. Come on!
I'm sorry, no. Beer Mug.
Seattle.
Seattle, Washington. I'm sorry, is number 20. Number 20 on the list. No.
I'm just going to go Vegas, then.
Well,
if nothing matters.
Number one, it matters a lot, as a matter of fact. Yeah.
So I get 2 points, right, for that?
Number one, the most fun city in America. And by the way, I'm frankly a little bit surprised that that wasn't everybody's first guess. I mean, isn't that what you think
about? I think we were all going kind of a different angle.
Well, Las Vegas has a lot of different things to do for all budgets.
Right, Hoover Dam.
You think about it.
Right, sure.
Right, Hoover Dam, exactly. All right, Kevin, you're up.
Fresno.
Beer Mug.
Let's go... Dallas.
What? Dallas?
That's not funny, and it's not an answer that's on the list. I'm just guessing here.
I'm trying to figure out what somebody would go to Dallas for. All right, Allie McKay.
San Diego.
San Diego is an outstanding guess, and it comes in at number 10. Number 10. All right.
Say that. What? I don't think you can say
is it
that.
On the list or
no.
not?
It's not even a real okay. place, Kevin.
Well, if it was, it would be the best place. Right?
I've been there.
Me too, Mike.
Beer Bug, your final guess, please.
All right. Let's go San Francisco.
Well, number 7 on the list. It's one of the most beautiful, picturesque places in the world. San Francisco, California, number 7. Yes, Alan McKay, your final guess, please.
Atlanta.
Atlanta, yes. It's number six. Number six is a great guess. Fun party town. All right, here's the one you missed, guys. Number 10 was San Diego, we mentioned.
We're tied.
Huh? Yeah, Allie and I are tied.
Oh.
Is there one left that they didn't get?
Oh, yeah, there's more.
So
yeah.
Maybe one overtime between each of them and a tiebreaker?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's do a tiebreaker. All right, Mugs are up.
Tiebreaker?
I'm going to guess... Daytona Beach, Florida.
I mean, no.
Let yourself out. I'm leaving.
Allie for the win.
San Antonio.
No, I'm sorry.
But closer than Daytona Beach. So, Allie
so we're going to give it to Allie. Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
I'm surprised New York City wasn't mentioned by anybody as
because
a fun.
That's not cheap.
Yeah,
it's the most expensive city ever.
Right, but all of it put together.
Yes, and it's 150th, by the way, in terms of affordability, but number one in terms of entertainment and recreation. Number three for nightlife. Mm. So New York City was number
three. This was confusing. Yeah, I was confused.
Bean sucks. Yes, yeah. Hello, O.C.'s Alternative Rock. This is world famous K-Rock and the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:56.
Allie's in for Ralph Grammer with the Showbiz Beat now on a Wednesday morning. What's going on?
So over the weekend, when we saw that Instagram post by Kevin Hart saying that he was mixing with the wrong people and he got himself into a bad situation, but he apologized to his now pregnant wife and his children and he's going to do better, all of that stuff. And people were like, well, he's getting out ahead of something.
Right.
And then we find out, oh, well, yeah, he's being extorted for a tape. Didn't know if it was really a sex tape, but definitely something happening in the tape. Don't know who's extorting him. Well, we now have a little more info on the young lady that might be blackmailing him.
Okay.
She's a traveling stripper named Montia Sabag. She's at the center of the controversy. Mm-hmm. Word is the actor and the exotic dancer met in Vegas last month, and then the video release appears to feature the duo, and she agreed to take a lie detector test for the low, low price of $420,000.
That he was going to pay her that?
No. Oh. She was saying to different outlets, listen, this happened. See. I'll take a lie detector test. For just under $500,000. But the FBI, again, is on the case. And rumor has it, the extortionist wanted millions to keep the footage private and offered it to at least one media outlet for $15 million.
Wow.
I mean, really. Is it breaking news that Kevin Hart cheated on his pregnant wife? Because he cheated on his first wife with this pregnant wife.
Yeah.
Like, how is this, like, groundbreaking? Oh, my God. I could totally get 15 mil out of this.
Yeah.
I think
I don't
it was
know
just
either.
A hopeful thing that she had no idea what it was worth, so she figured she'd go for everything.
I mean,
I don't know.
Traveling stripper.
Hey,
that's
take it easy.
Be
there's
good,
nothing wrong
though,
with that.
Right? A traveling stripper, you get to see all different clubs and stuff.
Sure.
I'd like
it's something
that.
Like, I was thinking about this yesterday because Kevin Hart is beloved, mm-hmm. right? Because he's so funny.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think a scandal like this even hurts him.
Not even a little bit.
Because we don't, I mean, we're not that invested in his personal life. It's awful for his wife and for his kids. But mm-hmm. for the rest of us, he's still Kevin Hart. He can still, you know, still go out there and open a $100 million movie, right?
Sure.
So everything's cool with you. That's
I'm
what
just
you're saying.
You're
all right with everything.
I'm just saying, based on the celebrity, the impact is different from person to person. Kevin Hart, I think this doesn't hurt him that much.
Flip side of that, remember that whole video of now President Trump in that bus for Access Hollywood?
Sure.
You grab him by the pee because you're famous, blah, blah, blah. Well, of course, Billy Bush was fired for that from the Today Show. And his life hasn't quite gone the way he was hoping it would, not getting a lot of work. And now his tough year just got even worse. He is separated from his wife of 20 years.
Ouch.
They have three kids together, and they're just taking a little time apart to, quote, separate for the moment to evaluate their life together. But yeah, he got fired, and then the other guy got elected.
The guy who said it is our president.
Right. It's insane.
He's the guy who laughed about it. That's all he did was laugh about it.
It's all insane.
And I wonder if the pressure of being unemployed for the last year is what contributed to the stress in that household that ultimately broke them up.
Yeah, 20 years. That's a long time. It's just sad all around. Another breakup, Rachel Bilson and Hayden Christensen. They have split after nearly 10 years together.
Wow.
Yeah, she's a full-time mom back in L.A., and he's in Toronto. So that's a problem. When you're raising a three-year-old. So sources say they've been on the outs for a couple of months. But you just never want to see people break up unless they're horrible people.
Yeah, that's
right?
Sad.
Yeah. All right. Some birthdays for you. John Bernthal is 41. You know him probably as Shane from The Walking Dead. Also The Punisher on Netflix. Author George R.R. Martin is 69. And actor Gary Cole is 61. You know him, Kevin, right?
I do.
Yeah?
I know him well.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
Now, you're a guy who, I don't know your name.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
What did you?
I mean,
in Kevin's defense, that was pre-Veep at least.
But post office space?
No, what I meant was, I recognize your face, but your name doesn't come to me when I see your face. But
okay.
I recognize your face everywhere.
Okay.
I didn't say it anything like that, though.
Do you think he got it?
I think he was in the room and everybody was laughing and he understood, but
I'm sure it was a delightful way for him to start that interview.
I'm not proud of the way it went. I could have done better.
Okay.
Or not, but.
All right. I'm Allie McKay and for Ralph Garman, walking the showbiz beat.
Moments away from another four-pack of passes to K-Rock's Not Scary Farm Takeover. It's happening tomorrow night. The lovely Nicole Alvarez is going to be broadcasting from the park, by the way, right here on K-Rock. If you want to be there with her, hang on. Your ticket's coming up in about 5 minutes. First, though, the Kevin and Bean Afro line is on the air. That's where you call us. Leave a voicemail message 24 hours a day. By the way, whatever Dave puts up on the Kevin and Bean social media to call the Afro line, he always suggests that you call because you're drunk, or people only call because they're drunk.
Has
that been your experience, Kevin? Is it most of the callers are drunk or no?
I think most of the people who listen to our show are drunk.
Yes. Okay. All right. So 323-520-AFRO, that's the number. What are the kids talking about today?
I'm not positive.
Afro line, everything in L.A., not really. It's Milwaukee, not really. We're 4 hours away. It's a good time. It's raining. I have pickups. Hey, you. I love your podcast. I rock it all the time. Peace out.
Yeah, drunk, definitely.
So what's happening there?
Right.
Huh.
Well, you were on vacation. I think it was. Was it Monday? When was Ralph trying to use the word turnt?
Huh.
Last week, maybe?
Was it Ralph?
No, it was Siciliano.
That was Siciliano.
Oh, it was Andrew Siciliano. Mm-hmm. My bad. Okay, so that was Monday. So Bean wasn't here, and he tried to use that word turnt.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't really go well for Andrew.
All right.
And that's what this guy's calling.
Hey, Kevin and Bean show. I just want to say that you're really turnt. Everyone there is turnt. Alan McKay, you're turnt. Mm-hmm. Ralph, you're turnt. Mm-hmm. Kevin Bean, you're very turnt. Mm-hmm. So turnt that it's just overturnt. So keep on being turnt.
How did Andrew try to use that in a sentence?
He was reading a tweet, I think, okay, from a football player.
All right.
And it didn't go well for him.
No, he just kept over-enunciating it.
Yes.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
I did a story for 5:30 last week while you were on vacation, being about a guy in, I think it's China, who uses a straight edge to clean the eyeballs of people.
Okay.
Yes. Crazy.
Hey, guys. Podcast listener here calling in regard to the story you did last week about the guy who was cleaning eyeballs with a straight razor. Do you think that he did, like, just one on his person, or do you think that he would do two eyeballs?
All right.
I can't believe you guys didn't think of that.
Yeah! I'm ashamed that
right?
we didn't.
First of all,
right.
well yeah. done, sir. Well done. How dirty are people's eyeballs getting that they need to be cleaned with a straight edge razor?
There's a dude that's been doing it forever. He has repeat business, and he does it outside, just in a chair. Just people.
Why, though?
I don't know.
Huh.
I don't know. I don't understand that.
He's turned up.
Oh,
that's
me.
Not
that
even,
guy.
That's not even close. It's not even in the ballpark. This guy's upset about glasses. Okay. Mm-hmm.
What the hell's up with transition lenses? Huh? Either you have some sunglasses or you have reading glasses. You can't have both, people. Take them off. You look ridiculous.
Now, that's a surprising thing to be upset by because a lot of people consider that a great invention.
Right.
Rather than have to carry two pairs of glasses around, you've got one that just changes with the available light.
Nope.
I don't see how anyone can get upset by that.
Make up your mind. One
okay.
or the other.
All right.
Okay. According to that caller. How about a little Halloween spooks theme? You ready for it?
Okay. I am, sure.
Thanks for the info, Bean. Pointless discussion is going to happen.
You still in, Bean?
I wish I weren't the topic of this.
You are so lame. Thanks for the info, Bean. You are so boring. Thanks for the info, Bean. My ears are bleeding. I hope that the children can't hear. But if they can, then they're probably dead because you're so lame. And you need to fix your goddamn life. Bean, fix your goddamn life.
I'm going to take that as a compliment.
I'm dreaming of a song Roger wins, just like the ones we had before 11 games ago.
You guys lifted the curse. You had Beer Mug's mom on last week, so everything's good in Dodgerville again?
Turned it around.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Last week, Bean was on vacation. A lot of times the afro seems to focus in on one person.
Mm-hmm.
In this particular case, that's the reason, because Bean was gone and I was hosting.
Uh-huh.
And so there were a lot of calls about my vocabulary and my delivery. Some people giving me props, some not.
Did Kevin just use the word modicum, like, correctly? Nah, that's it.
You did.
Wow. Here's
the thing. It stunned us.
Here's the weird thing. Even when I use a word like that, I use it correctly, I get mocked.
It's almost worse.
Kevin, good job, buddy. Who's a good boy? Antithesis. You said it. You didn't even have to re-say it. Good boy. Who's my good boy? Kevin, you're such a good boy.
What's happening while I'm gone where Kevin's using words like antithesis and modicum?
Yeah.
I mean, that's my normal conversation.
It's who he is.
Right,
it's
who I am, right?
Shocking.
Yeah. Right. You know how in all movies and TV shows and pretty much everywhere in life, the dunce is somehow named Kevin for some reason?
So and in real life, too.
I'm sorry?
And in real life, too.
I didn't hear you. I'm sorry that call was...
So I went to dinner tonight at a restaurant, and there was a guy there whose only job was to go around, bother each table, and make balloon animals. Can you guess what his name was? It was Kevin. It was Kevin.
I'm telling you, if you start paying attention, and I only did because my name's Kevin, all Kevins are pretty much dumb. Sorry if you're named Kevin and you're listening to this, but I mean,
they don't know. They're dumb.
It's weird. It's really strange that has become the thing. I mean, you think about Kevin from The Office and so many other Kevins on TV. And
it's not cool.
There's never been a president named Kevin, I'll tell you that.
How dare you?
Okay, I know that you guys have known the SoCal Helpful Honda Dealers thing for like a year at least. but I still get this little moment of excitement every time Kevin gets through it without issue. Is that just me? I mean, that's exciting, isn't it?
It isn't just you. It isn't. Ralph and I look at each other and we're like, nailed it.
Everybody just stares
we're
at
proud.
Me.
Guys, can someone reach over and give Kevin a high five for being able to say International Symposium like four times without stumbling over his stupid, fat, lazy tongue?
God. I can't tell whether you're getting complimented or not with these calls.
I mean, really not, but they're making it funny, so it's all good. And then finally, and I'm not a fan of this, I don't think we need people to call the Afro line and request moments with. Because we have enough, and we play enough.
Yeah.
We don't need this kind of
thing. Please, please, Kevin, 1709 moment with. That's the greatest thing ever. I'm going to go 2 minutes. I'm going to go 2 minutes.
And now, it's time for a moment with Kevin.
What's 1207 in military time, my friend?
Say 1709? Huh?
1709?
What? Hold on. What, Lisa? What? I don't know. I was thinking 22.
But I'm
but
saying,
that wouldn't be 17 either, would
why
it?
Why would we jump ahead 2 minutes? Why would it become 09 all of a sudden?
I don't know.
That was a moment with Kevin.
I was in Switzerland last week, and the clocks there are set up for military time, mm-hmm. right? My clock in the bedroom said 1709 at one point.
Right?
And I was so excited, I ran out to the other room to grab my phone to run back and try to take a picture of it. I was going to post it, and then it was 1710,
so
I missed it.
That's an absurd thing to be excited about.
I laughed out loud when I saw 1709 in the wild. Somehow we're putting that on your tombstone, Kevin.
My favorite thing was that I said 1709, and I followed up immediately with, huh? Congratulations to Jesus Munoz. Munoz? I'm pretty sure it's Munoz,
Munoz,
right?
Yeah.
From La Puente?
La Puente? I mean.
I'm going to try again.
Okay.
Congratulations, Jesus.
It's Jesus.
Munoz? Yeah. From La Puente. One ticket for Not Scary Farm, a 4-pack of tickets for K-Rock's takeover of that park your chance to win is coming up on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Allie, you just started.
Kevin's so good.
So good.
I love you, man.
All right. Start calling the Afro.
I haven't really said this but in a long time, but I love you, Kevin.
But you always say it after I make mistakes.
I love
you,
Omar. This is very sweet.
I am nervous that Omar is here because
we don't need him for this segment ever.
I have great news.
I don't think it ever is.
You guys
is.
Are going to love my story.
Oh,
let's
dear.
Do it.
When you wake up, all you hear is bad news. So bad it makes you want to hit the snooze. Kevin and Bean can make that go away. It's time for great news today.
Great news!
All right, as the jingle explained, we just look for stories from time to time that are just going to make you feel good about the world and the people that live in it. And I'm concerned that Omar is he's not on the same page as we are.
Mine
about
no.
what
really constitutes make you guys feel news. Good. It's a total warm and fuzzy.
Like,
you guys want me to go first?
No.
What?
No.
Okay. Let's have Kevin go
two.
First. How
I'll
about
go
that?
First if you don't
oh,
mind.
Oh no, he just emphasized number
yes, he
two.
Did. He said I'll go number two.
Oh no.
All right. Last night, I was looking on the internet, and we're doing great news today, so I knew that was coming up. And I saw a tweet from Marisol the Wise about the Mexico earthquake. And she said, a suggestion for great news, people in Mexico City immediately volunteer to rescue neighbors. Mm-hmm. And I looked it up, and it was a great story. And this almost always happens, but people tend to get depressed about how bad the news is. Mm-hmm. Like, what a horrible earthquake, and buildings were collapsing. And
250 people dead, I think, so far.
Right. So, but they don't stick around to see, although that's terrible news, you watch the spirit of the people around them, and it does make you feel better about the human condition. The earthquake hit just after 1 o'clock. More than 40 buildings collapsed. Ordinary citizens race to the site of downed offices and apartment buildings, lifting rubble with their hands in an attempt to free anyone stuck underneath. Jorge Ortiz Diaz, 66, was a government employee. He was assisting with the rescues on Friday, his eyes filling with tears, and he said, and I think this summarizes it, now is the moment when solidarity begins.
Yeah, I mean, look, emergency services are overwhelmed in a situation like that, and people realize, hey, minutes count here, and if we're gonna pull some people out of the rubble, we got to do it. And you just saw chains just getting set up of people just pulling concrete and just handing it down, down the chain so they can get under and find out if there's anybody inside some of these buildings that fell down. I mean, it really was people coming together.
It was a beautiful thing. Beautiful. Construction workers would show up at a nearby site, and they would set up whatever equipment that they had to try and move the rubble, and they would all be yelling instructions and stuff, and then one of them would say, everybody be quiet, and then they would listen and they would hear somebody yelling that needed help, and then they would all go help that person. It's an amazing thing.
Yeah.
I'd like to think that all of us would do that given those extraordinary circumstances. I hope that's true.
I think it is in general, because if you watch these stories, every time people are really quick to try and help.
Yeah, they step up.
And so then I looked for a charity that I could donate to help people that were hurt in that, and I found one called Direct Relief. At Direct Relief is the Twitter handle, and I found it on Charity Navigator. I don't know if you guys have seen it.
Yeah.
Have you seen it? Yeah. Where you can actually research charities to see if they're solid. You can see how much money they give to the people that are supposed to get it. You can see if they have high overhead costs, if the people at the top are making millions of dollars. You can sort of tell all of that about the charities.
By the way, I'm glad you brought that up, because there was a lot of blowback when the American Red Cross was getting so much money last week after Hurricane Harvey and then Hurricane Irma. And I went to Charity Navigator, and they give 90% of the money that goes to the American Red Cross goes to the programs and services that they deliver. 90%. But you heard so many people questioning the American Red Cross.
Well, they're also a group that's so big that they have to have a decent amount of overhead so that they can reach anywhere in the world and help. I mean, that's sort of the nature of what they do. And
the bigger the charity, the more administrative expenses and things like that.
Yeah, it doesn't mean they're running it poorly. It just means they're doing something no one else can. But this particular one was a much smaller charity, and it came up 100% on this website. So at Direct Relief, if you'd like to help the people in Mexico.
That's a great tip, and let's not forget our neighbors.
Speaking of relief,
that's my news.
My story has to do with relief.
No, we're good.
I think it's Allie's turn now, I think.
Yeah. Okay. This is my great news. Kevin, nailed
Surprise.
It. This story about killed me, but there's a happy ending. So this woman who lives in Missouri, not that kind of happy ending.
Oh,
37-year-old woman, her name is Marlene Brooks, comes home and she finds a handwritten letter in her mailbox. And it was just a few lines. Would you consider to become my friend? I'm 90 years old, live alone, and all my friends have passed away. I'm so lonesome and scared.
Oh.
Please, I pray for someone. Her eyes start tearing up. She lost her grandmother. Her grandmother lived at hospice towards the end. She's had been full of regret. Turns out this woman lives on her street.
What?
A house directly a couple doors down. Well, the woman was putting them in mailboxes around her city.
Oh, wow.
And she didn't think anyone lived there. She just never saw any signs of life, anything. She would just have people come and deliver meals, that type of thing. So she went over the next day with cupcakes and just sat and talked to this woman for about an hour. She has trouble walking, uses oxygen, that type of thing. And this woman started thinking, how many other people are living right across the street from you that you have no idea that could just use someone to talk to? Couple days a week, that isolation and desolation of living alone, it's like studies have proven that will end your life
much quicker,
so quick. Absolutely. So
yeah, this woman is 90 though, by the way, so being lonely hasn't exactly put her in the ground.
All right, I'm not sure that's the point.
I'm just saying.
Bean, this is great news.
Oh, great news. All right, so what happened?
Wow.
So she robbed the old lady, right?
She did not rob the old lady. She took a picture of the letter, posted it on Facebook, urging people to look into neighbors around their neighborhood, that type of thing, and then created a Facebook group called Pen Pals for Seniors, which is now a website as well, where you can write letters to seniors. Just opening up a letter can change somebody's whole day. And I tweeted about this last week, and when I was in high school, I went to a Catholic high school, and we had to do We had to do Christian service hours, and we had to volunteer. And We had to do volunteer work to enrich our lives.
In your uniforms, or
in my uniform? Yes, but okay. That again, nope.
What?
That's
where we were going. Okay.
No. My bad. So one of the most rewarding things for me was doing. Or going to a retirement home.
Uh huh.
And servicing the scene.
I mean, they need servicing the senior. They need it. No?
I'm just saying it's very rewarding. We're going to post not only the story, but also pen pals for seniors.com so you can get involved.
By the way, I mock, but I love because you know that I'm in on pen pals for seniors.
Oldies.
I love old people.
Yeah,
that's fantastic. All right, mm-hmm. We're almost out of time. I'm going to give up my great news because Omar has been very patiently waiting.
Thank you, Bean. Take us home,
would you?
So I have some great news.
We'll be the judge of that.
I was going to the bathroom the other day, and I thought things were going to get messy again. Guess what, guys?
Nope.
Clean wipe. And that's my great poos.
Get out.
I would like to end with one Afro call, though, and this is kind of a moving Afro call that is unrelated to what you just heard from Omar.
Hey, Kevin and Bean. Here's a little bit of great news. I'm a listener from way back, podcaster now. I'm living in Key West. I'm also an Irma evacuee. I want to thank you guys for the podcast. Yes, I'm dealing with a baby, cats, and all a dog, all trying to get away. And you guys kept me awake at night. That kept it funny. And you just made this evacuation so much easier. So thanks a lot. And that was your great news.
How about that?
Nah, my story was better.
So for everybody but Omar, that was great news.
Wheel of Bad Animal Voice is coming up in about 15 minutes or so here in Kerrick because it's Wednesday. But Ralph Garman's out. So is it the janky Wheel of Bad Animal Voices?
It is.
Okay.
I don't know if we say janky.
I mean, let's say janky.
Plus,
janky adjacent.
Yeah, okay.
Plus, you won't believe what Tom Brady eats and doesn't eat throughout the course of a day. A new book out all about Tom Brady's diet is fascinating. We'll talk about that coming up. But first, Kevin, you got something going on.
Well, I know that you don't like car chases, B.
I do not.
And you're dead wrong.
Giant waste of time infuriates me every time not just one channel, but all the channels start covering a story that affects virtually no one.
Fascinating. Can't stop watching. Doesn't matter what happens.
That's why he moved. Couldn't take it.
That's one of the reasons. Yeah, that's true. So this would happen while you're on vacation, so I wanted to catch you up. So there's a dude.
Oh, gee, thanks.
Right? There's a dude that's fleeing from the police.
All right.
And the car chase happens, and they're following him, and he jumps out of his car and runs into a building, and that's where this story starts.
A suspect in a wild police chase makes an unusual pit stop.
Now, Boston 25 News reporter Christine McCarthy is live in Westwood, where Christine, this suspect, walked into an electronics business with an odd request.
All right. Walked into an electronics business with an odd request. What do you think that could possibly be?
This is a guy in the middle of a car chase?
Yes. Runs,
is he looking for Waze? Does he want to buy a Waze?
Or a police scanner?
Or a police scanner? Something like that. Something to help him with the rest of the chase.
So the cops are still outside and he walks into this shop.
That's right. The suspect calmly walked into this Westwood business here behind me as if nothing were out of place. Asked them if they were hiring, and sure enough, they were.
So he asks the manager of the electronics store, are you looking for an employee? And the manager says, yes, I am. And you see the guy on the security video. He walks in. He's not out of breath. He's not sweating. He's just calm as can be.
Just another day.
Cucumber. No sweaty hands. Clean shirt.
Carefree, his arms resting casually on the front desk, this job applicant raises no red flags when he asks if Osprey Wireless is hiring.
Very interesting job interview, to say the least.
Surveillance video at the Westwood business shows general manager Jeff Morin lead him into his office where the potential hire picks up a pen and fills out an application.
So now, guy fleeing from police goes in and asks if there's a job available. Mm-hmm. The answer is yes. They go into a manager's office and he's filling out an application.
Maybe he wanted to try to get a job before he was a felon because it would be much harder after he was a felon.
Good point.
That's good thinking.
The interview was going well if it weren't for the search outside following a police chase and the wanted man. That's right, this guy, accused of running over a trooper's foot last Thursday during a traffic stop.
So I said, boy, there goes a police dog by the window. He goes, let me see.
This is another guy in the office, the narc in the office.
Snitch.
Snitch, and you know, snitches get stitches. So he sees them out in front, and he's like, hey, what's going on?
I just got a bad feeling, just something didn't feel right.
Service manager Brian Carpenter approached state police, who'd been searching 26-year-old Jose Jimenez's ditched car, seizing wads of cash.
I described to him what he looked like. And he showed me a picture and said, yeah, no, that looks like him.
He's like, yeah, that guy, he's right there in that office, mm-hmm. and he's filling out an application.
8 minutes into the interview, police enter.
They grab him, and he starts to tussle with them. And the other two come in, guns in hand, and they said to him, you didn't think that we weren't going to find you, did you?
As a cuffed Jimenez is escorted outside, a celebratory high five inside. The Lawrence man is loaded into a cruiser, a relief no one was hurt.
We're very fortunate that that's how it ended for us anyway. Not for him, but for us.
How about that?
Does he still get the job?
Hey, when do I start?
Right. I'm sad for the manager because he's like, he could work weekends and holidays. This is his best hire.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q.
Kevin.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:54.
What are you eating? We're on the air.
It's National Pizza Day, Bean.
No, it's not.
It's National...
What's on your pizza?
Use your words, Kevin.
Pepperoni?
Mm-hmm. It's National Pepperoni Pizza Day. And what makes your pizza so special, Kevin?
There's, the pepperoni's crumbled up.
Some would say ground.
Sure.
From Domenico's in Belmont Shore in Long Beach. They were nice enough to bring us pizza this morning.
It was pretty good.
That you have been inhaling for about half an hour straight.
Yeah, you eat a lot of pizza.
It's pretty good.
You have definitely done some damage to that pie. That's for sure. Well, thank you, Delmonico's. We appreciate it. 7:54, Wednesday morning. Excuse me. Ali's in for Ralph with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
And it's Domenico's.
What did I say? Domenico's, right?
You said Delmonico's.
Well.
It's Domenico's.
We're both doing good work.
Yeah.
I think so.
I'm the only one not able to eat it, mm-hmm. and it's killing me.
Yeah.
And, Chip, go and get yourself some pizza. Enjoy that. They brought about 5 different kinds. No, I've smelled it. It smells great.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's so upsetting.
It's quite good.
Is it?
Yeah.
Good. All right. Hey, you guys. Linda Hamilton. You remember her. Huge action star. Mm-hmm. Terminator. Well, guess what? She'll be back.
See what I did? Nope.
No? Okay. Well, she will, though. She's going to be back in the Terminator franchise. The Hollywood Reporter says director James Cameron, who also did the original film, and I believe the next one, Judgment Day, right? He has been working on what's planning to be a trilogy of films that can stand as single movies or form an overarching story. And he said, quote, we're starting a search for an 18-something woman to be the new centerpiece in the story. And there will be mostly new characters, but they're going to have Arnold and Linda's characters to anchor the movie.
Hmm.
That's amazing.
What you doing over there, Chip?
His pizza's pretty good.
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
She's standing by Ellie.
It must be nice to be able to digest pizza and have it not just leave your system immediately.
James Cameron sure loves sequels.
He really does.
He does.
He really does. Yeah, this is big news, though, because Linda Hamilton.
Right?
She's like the OG action lady.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, quote me on that. Good stuff. This movie, I had no idea about and had no idea it was an actual real story. But Matt Damon is set to star as a doctor who conned patients into believing he'd found a cure for impotence. The movie is going to be Charlatan. It's about a real-life doctor named John Brinkley. His Kansas clinic implanted private parts from goats into men in order to restore their missing virility.
And that didn't work?
Unfortunately, not only did it not really work, he killed several of his patients during botched operations. What?
Wow.
I mean, yeah, goat parts in your privates.
Right? That's not how you
want
to go.
You do not want that life.
Come on, man.
I'm saying. Hey, Jada Pinkett Smith, she is not happy. She's firing back at Leah Remini's allegations that she's a secret member of Scientology. Daily Beast has said that she's seen Will Smith's longtime wife at the organization's Celebrity Center a number of times. But Jada has just denied the story on Twitter. She sent out a bunch of tweets claiming she's chanted and meditated in some Buddhist temples all over the world, but not a Buddhist.
She's lying.
She lit Shabbat candles at Temple Sinai, but she's not Jewish. And she has studied Dianetics, but she's not a Scientologist.
All right, I believe that.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
I believe that.
Come on. Leah also accused Tom Cruise of wanting to play, wait for it, a game of hide-and-seek inside his 7,000-square-foot home with a group of adults. I mean, I'd be into that. Tom, I'll play. Come over and play hide-and-seek.
Those sound kind of fun.
Sounds fun. Yeah. However, when you play hide-and-seek, when you hide, do you sometimes, like, immediately feel like you need to pee? Like, you get just nervous and you have to tinkle?
No.
Okay. So that's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, all of these stars born today, September the 20th. George R.R. Martin is 69, actor Gary Cole is 61, and actor John Bernthal is 41. I'm Allie McKay, and for Ralph Garman, walking the showbiz beat.
By the way, tomorrow, 8 o'clock hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show, Jim Rome will be here talking sports, Dr. Drew Pinsky on the program like we do on Thursdays. We got Bob Saget on the show tomorrow as well. Looking ahead toward Friday, RJ Bell will be here from Las Vegas talking NFL Week 3. Aisha Tyler on the program. Felice Esparza next week as well. Andrew Siciliano, a lot of good stuff still to come here on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
It is Wednesday morning, however, and that means it's time for the Wheel of Bed Animal Voices. Who's with me? Where are the kids?
I'm 100%. Are you kidding me?
Yeah!
Thank you. I'm with you. The kids are with you. America's with you.
All right.
The bad man, Ralph Garman, is not here to poo-poo it this week, so we can wade into it and enjoy it.
All right. Here are the stories that are on the wheel. Massive squirrels in a road rage battle.
Oh.
That sounds enticing.
The mysterious exploding zombie caterpillars.
Okay. Terrifying.
The artistic stag beetle.
What?
It's not as terrifying, is it?
I want to talk to the artistic stag beetle.
Oh, wee. I cannot come to the phone right now. I am painting.
Let's do that.
I think we should.
The foul-mouthed parrot detained by police.
Oh, that sounds fun, too.
The Australian deer that destroyed a funeral home.
Oh.
And the monkey waiters at a Japanese bar.
Oh, I still love that one. Right? I still like that a lot.
So let's get into it, shall we?
It's time for... Wheel of Bed Animal Voices. Where do you think it's gonna land?
No.
It's gonna be pretty bad, but Kevin and me don't care, so we'll do it anyway. It's time for the Wheel of Bed Animal Voices.
I think I'm gonna be delighted whatever it lands on. This is
right,
a good batch.
Good.
Artistic stag beetle?
Really
swole squirrels?
One. Come on. And it's the massive squirrels in a road rage battle. I don't know if you've ever seen hockey fights.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
So they drop their gloves, and then they grab each other. And the grab is the most important part, because that way you can keep them from punching you, and you can play defense at the same time. Then you get an arm loose, then you punch. I'm telling you, these squirrels are doing exactly that. They square off with each other in the middle of a road, and they hold on to each other looking for a way to just, boom, sucker punch.
It looks like that. It also looks like the ninth round of a heavyweight boxing match where both guys are out of breath.
They're tired.
Yeah, exactly. But they're not giving up, man. They still keep coming.
And these squirrels are huge. Let's not let that go. These are swole squirrels. They're immense.
This article, by the way, where is this? Do we know where this story happened?
In China.
Okay, in China. It says that they're marmots. Now, I've heard the word before, but I'm unfamiliar with a marmot. Apparently, that is a generic name for any of 14 giant ground squirrels. And when we say giant, these things look like they weigh, I don't know, 40 pounds,
easily.
Would you say, Allie?
Easily.
80. Easy.
Easy.
These are the biggest squirrels I've ever seen in my life, and they
110
are
110-pound squirrels right?
They're
out
huge.
There.
They are just beating the crap out of each other in this video. It's really amazing. So I'm not sure who Dave was able to line up, but I'm sure we have some sort of a squirrel expert from the zoo or somebody who could talk to us about this story.
Yep, those squirrels at the zoo.
Is this a squirrel expert from the zoo?
What's up, bros? What do you want? Who's calling me?
This is the Kevin Bean Show, K-Rock Radio, Los Angeles. Who's this, please? Sir,
this is Chuck, the giant ground squirrel. I'm a marmot, goddammit.
What are the chances of that?
Now, hold on, this guy just cut me off. Nice driving, Helen Keller.
Now, Chuck, are you one of the giant squirrels who's in this video of where you were in a fight with another squirrel?
Yeah, that was my buddy Steve. He cut me off. I was driving along the Chinese interstate, and he cut me off in his Lamborghini, his fancy car. and I got pissed, and I said, hey, you want to go? So we went right there in the interstate.
You sure did.
Yeah.
I mean, the video sort of looks like it may be near the end of the fight, because you're both sort of hanging on for dear life.
Well, look, it was a tough competition, but that's what you get when you get when you pair up two huge giant squirrels against each other.
Right.
You do get a tough competition.
Hey, oh, no. We're going, if you had one eye, you'd be Cyclops.
Okay, well, smack talking, too. So, I'm sorry, was it Chuck?
If you had one eye, you'd be Cyclops, goddammit!
All right. Sick burn! Sick burn!
Now, I'm sorry,
if you just have an eye, I don't know that you'd be Cyclops. But okay.
You didn't have any eyes to begin with,
All right. All right, take it easy.
Is it Chuck? I'm sorry, are we talking to Chuck?
This is Chuck, yeah!
Chuck, okay. Help settle this discrepancy. We have no idea how much you really weigh. We've everything from 40 to 110 pounds. How much are you weighing in at, Chuck?
I'm 7 kilograms, which estimates out to roughly 68 pounds and 2 ounces.
Wow. 68 pounds. That's a big squirrel, Chuck.
Oh, God. Where'd you learn how to drive? The Braille Institute of China?
Not very different from Helen Keller, but okay.
By the way, Chuck, out of curiosity, how much is 7 kilograms?
I don't know. I just made that up in my head. What do you want?
I'm just saying.
She wants you to do accurate math.
Hold on. This guy does not park. Oh, no. The way you pulled in makes me wish your dad pulled out.
Oh,
wow, Chuck.
Stay in your lane.
What? Oh, no.
You want to go?
No. I don't think.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, another fight.
What? Chuck's got a little bit of a temper.
In a bit. What's that? Oh, this sounds bad.
Chuck?
I think I'm going to start taking the bus.
Oh, you're going to start taking the bus.
Yeah.
Okay.
Richard Morales from La Puente. Thank you so much for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll see you tomorrow night as K-Rock takes over Not Scary Farm. You have won a 4-pack of tickets. Nicole Alvarez broadcasting live from the park. Your chance to win coming up in minutes. I only saw part one of a 2-part interview that, what's her name, Allie on CBS Morning News? Nora O'Donnell, is that her
name?
Yeah, she's interviewing Tom Brady. He's got a new book out, Tom Brady, called The TB12 Method, which is all about diet and exercise. If you want to be like Tom, this is the book. Just in stores this week, by the way.
I feel like you probably need to be born as Tom to be like Tom.
No, but
probably
Tom,
DNA plays a large part in this.
You need to look at pictures of Tom from the draft. He is doughy.
Yeah.
He is not in shape.
The things that they said about Tom Brady when he started playing in the NFL is doughy, white, slow, never make it.
Right.
It's funny all of the ways they described him.
Wasn't he a 6th-round pick, if
yes.
I remember correctly?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. The most Super Bowl winningest quarterback of all time.
Yes.
And I think a lot of people know because it got a lot of attention last year, and Nora covered this in the interview with him about some of the stuff he doesn't or rarely eats.
I'm going to list some foods. You tell me, yes, you eat them. No, you don't eat them. Or maybe you eat them sometimes.
Okay.
Coffee.
Yeah, I've never tried it.
Wait, salt.
I'm sorry.
Hold on. Hold
never
on.
Tried it?
Never tried it.
Not
is
even
what he
in.
Said.
Did he go to college?
Tom.
Well, yeah,
Allie?
Of course. I don't know. Yeah. Who knows?
He went to college, yeah.
He went to Michigan.
Okay, who cares? I'm just saying, if he was in college,
you think he skipped and went right to the 6th round?
Tom Brady, I don't know.
Did Tom Brady go to college?
I'm just saying, if you're in college, I mean, caffeine is important.
Yeah.
Really?
For sure.
I am stunned.
Never tried it.
That he never even tried coffee.
He's lying.
Like, yeah, I don't. People always say, oh, I've never even tried it. They're full of crap.
I right. think so,
yeah.
too.
Exactly.
All right, so he's lying so far.
So coffee, he says no.
Coffee.
Yeah, I've never tried it.
Salt?
A little bit.
Mm-hmm. Sugar?
On occasion, a little bit.
Dairy?
Almost never. Unless it's really good ice cream.
His book tackles eating like a science, outlining portion sizes and timing between meals and rest.
What a dull book, am I right?
No, oh, it's probably fascinating.
Crap.
It's probably fascinating.
Then drink 12 ounces of water.
But before Chapter we get to three. Water, and before we get into what else he eats and doesn't eat, Allie, he mentions ice cream. Mm-hmm. Wasn't there a thing last year about him touting avocado ice cream as his favorite? Like, that's what he
gross.
Had at his 40th birthday party. He had avocado ice cream.
Oh, man.
That sounds terrible.
It's his favorite. All right. So here's what he says in the TB12. And I may be alone on this, but this shocked me. On an average day, Brady says he wakes up around 6 a.m. and immediately drinks 20 ounces of water with electrolytes. Now, I know that most of us don't drink as much water as we should. 20 ounces of water is a lot at one sitting. Is it not?
I don't feel like that's
a little,
that much.
It's a little bottle of water.
Yeah, that's not that much.
Seems like a lot to me. He drinks up to 25 glasses of water a day.
Yeah, I think that's what doctors say you're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
What? I thought you were supposed to drink like 4 8-ounce glasses of water a day or something.
I drink
like that.
A gallon of water a day.
No one is supposed to drink that much.
No, absolutely.
I mean, you could drown.
I pee a ton.
You could literally drown in your
sleep. But I drink a lot of water.
He adds the TB12 electrolyte concentrate, which, by the way, is a product that he sells. But electrolytes
right?
It's working for him, right?
Look, that's the thing is you can't argue with the success that he has. You can say, I'm not positive that all of this stuff helps him or hurts him, though.
I add electrolytes to virtually everything I drink, including lemonade. All right. Then he goes downstairs and showers. Allie, I'm sorry I don't have more information on that.
Yeah.
Then he makes himself a smoothie. Typically, it contains blueberries, bananas, seeds, and nuts. It is nutrient-dense, high in fat, high in protein, high in calories. So that's a good way to start your day. And I guess he does that a few minutes before he starts working out, roughly around 8 a.m. All right. During the workout, he drinks more water along with more electrolytes. Then once he's finished with his workout, he has a protein shake made up of a scoop of his self-branded protein powder, almond milk, and more electrolytes, always within 30 minutes.
That's protein.
He says you wait any longer and your body will begin seeking its own protein sources and start tearing down muscle you've just been building up. Look, I don't know anything about working out. You guys have seen me. But this is pretty common advice, right? Is you're supposed to do something. You're supposed to take that stuff in right after you work out, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now it's only 10 a.m., by the way. He says he may have some snacks before lunch if he feels the urge. He encourages snacks. He says he never goes long without snacking, but it's no coincidence that he also sells $50 packs of his own TB12 snacks.
See, now, come on. This book is basically an advertisement for his products.
Of course it is.
Yeah. It's an infomercial. It contains snacks contain a lot of the same sort of foods that he puts into his aforementioned smoothies. Finally, around noon, he has lunch, which he says is often a piece of fish, but always with lots of vegetables. Now, this is where you start to get into some of the interesting stuff for me, which is the rules that he has about the types of things you're supposed to eat together and not eat together. He says he has four general principles about combining food. Again, we're talking about Tom Brady, if you're just joining us, in his new book out today.
Before your four categories, we're going to take your calls 1-800-520-1067 if you have diet tips that have worked for you that you swear by.
But I want to be, let's be more specific.
All
because.
Right.
Tom Brady's not talking. He's not trying to lose weight here.
Right.
He's talking about being in the peak physical condition of his life. So we're not looking for diets like to lose weight, right?
Just
right.
Look for yourself. I'll take those calls.
I mean, most of what Tom Brady's doing is anti-inflammatory, I think. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I think so too.
Yeah.
We're looking for like rules to live by that you have rules like some of the ones that I'm about to read from Tom Brady that you swear by to make you healthier. All right?
Right.
Four principles about combining food. The first is to never eat proteins with carbohydrates like potatoes or bread, which I would say 100% of people, that's what they have in a meal is they have from all the categories, right?
Why don't you mix those?
He says you don't. He says you shouldn't.
Okay.
It has something to do with alkalizing, which I don't fully understand. He also adds that the second rule he has is about mixing proteins and carbs with vegetables is ideal for digestion, except for nightshades, Allie. And you know what nightshades are?
Like mushrooms and tomatoes.
Tomatoes, yes. Because you know Tom Brady doesn't
do
tomatoes.
Acidic.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
That's where the alkalizing comes in.
Okay.
He follows a so-called alkaline diet, which purports to minimize muscle inflammation. He tries to limit acidifying foods such as white rice and bread, but also cold cuts, pineapples, and yogurt, to name a few, to just 20% of his diet. The other 80% is made up of alkalizing foods like Brussels sprouts, sweet potatoes, and dandelion greens.
Ugh, I would die.
Brussels sprouts?
Ugh,
so good.
The worst.
Hey, what are you having over there, Tom? Brussels a big sprouts. Bowl of dandelion greens?
Ugh. What a terrible way to live.
From 2 to 5, if he's feeling snacky again, he might have another protein shake, a protein bar, or fruit such as grapes, bananas, or apples. His third principle of combining food is to not eat fruit with other food. which he says is bad for digestion. You should only eat fruits alone. They digest quickly. Other foods don't.
I've heard that as well.
I've never heard that.
That to speed up metabolism, have an apple because it's just going to kickstart it, and then you'll probably poop.
But why can't you have an apple cut up, for instance, as I often do, in a salad with a meal? Why can't you include the fruit as part of your dinner?
Because
he says no.
Because Tom Brady says no.
Exactly.
Are you an NFL quarterback?
I am not.
Have you won 5 championships?
Are you the greatest
of all time? Debatable, but I say yes.
Eat fruits alone. They digest quickly. Others don't. His fourth principle, and this is the one we have to leave it with. His fourth principle is to not drink water with meals. Drinking water with your meals can interfere with good digestion. You should drink water a half an hour before your meal and then wait an hour after you eat before you have your next glass. So does this mean, Allie McKay, since you're the expert of all things Tom Brady, does this mean that he eats his dinner with no beverage?
I would assume so, yeah. And then waits a while and then drinks, and that will then flush it out.
I mean, he pretty much said that when he said, I'm not going to drink a half hour before and an hour after.
Okay, but Kevin, can you imagine sitting down for a meal and having no drink?
No beer? What?
To go with your dinner?
No, I can't.
You just eat food. I mean, I would think that would be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I think that this diet, like most diets, your body just starts getting used to the way you're treating it. I know that when I did a very lean protein diet, it got to the point where I was craving like a salmon with some lemon on top. That tasted like straight up candy to me. Mm-hmm. You just start reacting to food
because you're depriving yourself so much, right?
I don't think you're depriving yourself. I think your body then just says, all right, this is healthy. This is what I need.
This is a deprivation diet,
right?
It is.
I don't know. No sugars and white starches. I don't think that's bad for you.
It sounds awful.
I enjoy it.
It sounds
well,
like,
sure.
But why would, but yeah, you could live in a world with no sugar and starches, but why would you want to? He also doesn't drink tea, by the way, but I might enjoy a cup of bone broth.
Bone broth is the thing. It's huge.
Is it now?
Yes. No, there are actually like bone broth stores that's just bone broth.
Okay, what's happening?
I've got some bone broth.
You and your avocado ice cream. Kevin, not what we're talking about.
You get out.
All right, so that's Tom Brady, and there's so much more. The book is available now. We're going to take a quick break and take your calls at 1-800-520-1067. So once again, Kevin, what are we looking for? Your rules?
He's so proud of himself right now, by the way.
Your food rules to live by that other people might not know about or be surprised by.
Or make fun of you for. Whatever. Mm-hmm. You tell them that this is the way that you live and you love it, but they just can't get their heads around it. 1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls.
Just at Lincoln Park, let's take one call. Let's talk to Chris in Los Angeles. Hi there.
Hey there. How you guys doing?
Very good. Thank you. Now, Chris, folks who weren't with us may not know, we're talking about Tom Brady, his new book out about all the crazy stuff he eats and doesn't eat. We're wondering if everybody out there has their own rules they live by for diet. What's yours?
My rule is I try to eat every 2 hours.
Oh, me too.
Oh, you don't have to co-sign his thing.
No, but I'm just saying, I have chocolate chip cookies, and then 2 hours later I'll have candy corn. What kind of stuff
are
you eating?
Not exactly that, but every morning I try to eat a good healthy breakfast, and then snack, then a really light lunch, and then a good dinner. Try to eat between about six and eight times a day.
That is dull. I got to be honest.
Why? It sounds fantastic, Kevin. That much eating sounds like a pretty good way to go.
And I need me some sugar.
It's good. It helps with the job, for sure.
All right.
Well, I guess it's working for you. Thank you so much for the call, Chris. We'll take your calls, too, and your texts if you can't call us up at 1-800-520-1067 after Lincoln Park. Talking about Tom Brady, quarterback for the New England Patriots, and his avocado ice cream and all the other things that he's talking about in his new book in stores today. And we're taking your diet tips at 1-800-520-1067. Not ways to lose weight, but ways to stay strong, ways to stay healthy like Tom does.
I don't like most of these. I got to be honest. Most of these suck.
They don't sound like fun, do they?
No.
From the 909, Diego writes in, Kevin and Bean should not be consulted on any sort of healthy eating tips. Two words, chocolate milk. Two more words, kids menu. So he's pretty much got us nailed. All right, why don't we go to Andrea Hermosa Beach up first, line one. She's actually a dietitian, so she can maybe tell us. I mean, I can't imagine you could argue with the success that Tom Brady is having and the kind of shape his body's in at age 40. But does what he say in this book make sense to you, Andrea?
No, it doesn't.
All right.
It turns out he has incredible genetics, and he works out a lot. And, you know, drinking a lot of water, that's great and all of that, but doing all these other things to prevent acidity and drinking more alkaline water or whatever it may be. I mean, it's not, there's so little research to back that up.
But Andrea, he has a chef. He has a personal chef.
Okay.
That's it. That's all I got.
What is he talking about with the acidity? Because Allie had heard of that before. I have not. Like, he says don't have fruit with carbohydrates. Why?
Okay, well, that's actually very silly. Our body is much more sophisticated than that. Our digestive system is much more sophisticated than that. And we need to trust in our body. There are specific enzymes that break down carbohydrate and specific enzymes that break down protein and specific enzymes that break down fat. They don't do it for each other. It's highly, highly sophisticated. And for you, if you were to eat a sandwich, say you were to have a ham sandwich, your body would have no problem digesting that. We are made to do that.
Tom Brady says no.
Say no to ham.
You know, Tom Brady is a novelty.
Yeah, he is. All right, let me ask you about the other thing that, again, Allie had heard of, because she's far more in tune with this sort of thing than I am, but I had not, which is don't drink a beverage with your dinner. That sounds awful to me.
I didn't say don't.
Allie, I think you might actually be interested in this, because if you do drink a beverage, and let's make that beverage something that's not highly caloric. Let's make it water.
Okay.
Or, you know, something that's not sweetened with a lot of sugar. When you drink during your meal, you actually get full faster, and so you may end up eating less.
Mm-hmm. Right. But that's not a problem for Tom Brady.
He's not trying to lose weight.
Yeah. I just had never heard that it's bad to have water with a meal.
Probably because he's trying to consume as many calories as he can in a meal, because he works out a lot.
Oh, I see. So he doesn't want to feel
full. Yeah, he doesn't want to fill up.
I got you. That makes sense.
He wants to, you know, maximize the food that he's consuming.
Plus,
if you're somebody who needs to, you know, control your eating a little bit, drinking a glass of water with your meal may actually help you.
Makes sense, yeah. What would you say, and we'll let you go, Andrea, we're so glad you called. What's the biggest mistake most of us are making with the foods we put in our body?
We don't eat enough fruits and vegetables, and we don't trust our bodies. We worry about detoxing, and your body is so friggin' awesome. It can do a lot of things, but treat it right. Drink water, eat lean proteins.
Lucky Charms.
Whole grains.
Pizza.
You know what? And enjoy dessert.
Right?
Enjoy. Okay, that's the part I heard.
Enjoy dessert. She is my kind of dietitian.
Enjoy desserts, everybody.
That's my takeaway.
Enjoy desserts. Thank you, Andrea.
Bye.
You're the best.
You know, she may have had other things to say, but I didn't hear them.
Enjoy desserts.
That was troubling.
Can I go home? Sorry. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. It is 8:52.
We had to record something during that song, and I think Allie almost quit. I think she almost reevaluated her decision to work here on The Kevin and Bean Show.
Chip.
Right.
We've had it.
We all have.
Is it because we're awful, Allie?
Yes.
Mostly?
That's all of it.
All right. Well, let's power on. Power through?
You power through.
Okay. Yeah. Allie's in for Ralph with the Showbiz Beat here at 8:52. What's going on?
You guys like the Bob's Burgers?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, how about seeing them live right in front of you, doing a little comedy? The cast of Bob's Burgers. It is happening tomorrow night. It's a special benefit for the International Rescue Committee, with all proceeds going to famine relief in Yemen and refugee resettlement right here in Los Angeles. It's going to be hosted by Bob's Burgers' Kristen Schaal. And the live comedy event is featuring many of the popular performers from the show. Andy Kindler, Dan Mintz, Will Forte, Ron Funches, Zach Galifianakis, and Laura Silverman.
Wow.
Yeah. Not bad. Plus, they're going to do a special appearance from John Lovett. Not that one. Not Lovett's. John Lovett, who does the amazing podcast Pod Save America. So it's all happening tomorrow night, beginning at 8 p.m. at L.A.'s Largo. And you can go to www.largo-la.com and see about tickets. But there's three different tiers and prices starting at $100 to go and see all of those incredible performers right in front of your eyes. This is interesting. You know how they release every year whatever celebrity that you click on that gives you the most computer viruses?
Oh, yeah. So usually the most attractive women, right?
Usually. The cybersecurity firm McAfee has dubbed this person the year's most dangerous celebrity on the internet.
Pam Anderson?
which means you search for this person, you're most likely to land on websites that carry viruses or malware.
Okay. Johnny Utah.
So it is not.
Lady Gaga!
Nope.
The late, great Abraham Lincoln.
No. A lot of people Googling him.
That would be weird.
Yeah.
Would we guess it?
I don't think so.
Is it somebody? Oh.
Be real.
No, not be real.
The Louisiana Creeper.
If you think about it, it does make sense. Think about someone that might have been in the news and you Googled them a lot because it was a bizarre story.
Oh.
Federal Bureau of Investigation Special Agent Dale Cooper.
No.
Oh,
no.
Bobo.
Bobo is not it. No.
So just in the news.
No! Kelly Clarkson!
Not Kelly Clarkson.
Jesus.
Not Jesus. But Jesus has been in the news recently.
How about Depeche Mode?
Not Depeche Mode. Says. No.
Johnny Asshole.
Mm-mm. Nope. Trapper John? No.
Is he a pig?
Nope. Noodles from The Offspring. I do love him. He is not on this list.
Boba Fett.
Nope, not even Boba Fett.
Rock Dog.
Rock Dog. One of these people might go by Rock Dog, but
hi,
no.
It's Cat.
Hi, Cat. No.
Chance the Rapper.
No.
The son of Flubber.
Nope.
Ted Ziegenbusch.
Nope.
Peggy Noonan. No. Teddy Pendergrass.
Flavor Flav.
M-E-T-H-O-D, man.
Nope.
Charlie Manson.
No.
John Sedlak, seen here with his pet falcon.
I wish it was. Anthony Edwards.
Pretty McSweetface.
Senor Grande.
I love that pet falcon. That pet falcon is my name.
What? Sounds like you're cursing. What?
The pet falcon. Seen him with his pet falcon is forever my favorite.
Allie, we don't want to waste the whole day.
Who's
the most dangerous celebrity to search?
What if I told you it was...
Jesus Christ, that's Jason Bourne.
No, it was all due to a feature story...
Three Doors Down.
...about an internet conspiracy...
Bill O'Reilly.
...that she had been replaced...
Cisco.
...by an imposter. Do you remember that
replaced
story?
Replaced by an imposter? Mm-hmm.
Farrell City?
Mm-mm, nope, neither of those. It was a person that was gone, but she was replaced by this imposter. They had pictures next to each other. They weren't lining up. People were like, oh, no.
Becky with the good hair?
It is not Becky with the good hair. Porcupine. No. Porcupine.
Adele Dazeem.
Nope. Mm-mm.
Jean Sandbloom.
It is not... K-Rock's own Gene Sandbloom. Bean, do you remember that story?
I do.
You do.
I've known the answer from the beginning.
What?
I'm just playing along.
So this is the... To recap, because it's been 15 minutes since we announced this, this is the name you click on and you get the most viruses with.
The most viruses, malware, that type, when you click on this person's name.
I don't remember replaced by someone else.
Well, because it didn't happen.
Okay.
But it was this big conspiracy theory about Avril...
Biggie Smalls is the illest...
Nope. Avril Lavigne.
I'm sorry.
Lavigne.
That's the answer to the question about the viruses?
Yeah, because she hasn't had an album since 2013. She's kind of been off the grid.
Right.
Lyme disease, married to the Nickelback guy. Nobody's really heard from her.
Mm-hmm.
It was the Nickelback guy, right?
That's right. Yeah, sure. Chad Kroeger's her husband.
Yeah, but then they did this whole internet conspiracy that she had been replaced by an imposter, and everyone was Googling her name, and then come the viruses.
Hmm.
Crazy, right?
Yeah, we'd never thought of that.
You sound disappointed in the answer to that question.
Well, I mean, usually it's...
You thought it was going to be like Shakira or Beyonce or somebody,
usually
right?
It's...
Beyonce was 10. Let me go through the top 10.
Can we guess?
Why don't we guess?
All right.
Vin Diesel. Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel.
Nope.
Okay. Professor Pippi P. Poopy Pants.
Unless that's what you call Bruno Mars, who came in second.
Oh.
Steve.
No. Meatball guy? Yes. Meatball guy. Sean Diddy Combs came in eighth.
Carl Oswesky.
Also known as Calvin Harris, came in sixth.
Oh, Lin-Manuel, what's his name?
Miranda? Nope.
Not even on the list.
No. Carly Rae.
Shan Bing Bing.
Carly Rae Jepsen, third.
Eagle Eye Cherry.
Zayn Malik, fourth.
Carly Rae Jepsen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's just me Googling.
It's just him over and over. Celine Dion, followed by Calvin Harris. Justin Bieber.
Demi Lovato.
no.
No, shockingly.
Pop star Taylor Swift.
Not even top 10.
How Count about Smokula? That?
Yeah, not Count Smokula. Followed by...
Steven Seagal.
Nope. P. Diddy, Katy Perry, and rounding out with Beyonce. Interesting, though, right?
Yeah, would have never thought Avril Lavigne.
No.
D's nuts.
D's nuts. We're again, just outside the top 10.
Out the top 10.
All of these stars celebrating a birthday today. George R.R. Martin is 69. What?
69?
69.
Just, is 60?
Yeah, 69. John Bernthal is 41. You know him as Shane from The Walking Dead. Soon to be The Punisher on Netflix. And a guy that you couldn't remember his name. I think we have tape of that.
I don't think we have.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
Now, you're a guy who I don't know your name.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
Can I tell you what's worse than A Moment with is when you... say it to the guy.
Yeah. And that guy being Gary Cole, who's 61, right. Who we love from Office Space, but most recently Kent on Veep. The best.
Mr. Brady in the Brady Bunch movies, too.
Sure. I'm Allie McKay, and for Ralph Garman, walking the show with Veep.
6.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:41.
All right, here's what's going on behind the scenes. Is it Kevin knew a thing?
Uh-huh.
And he is high-fiving himself.
Mm-hmm. I mean...
He just said, before the mics went on, I just brought straight knowledge to you guys.
How often does that happen?
Never.
Right?
He had a fact at his disposal. Right.
Yeah. Nailed it.
It was good. It was good.
Thank you.
I mean, it was like a big person contribution. It was really impressive.
All right.
So, well done.
Good job,
Kevin.
Thank you. All right.
Who's a good boy?
Who is a good boy? 9:42, one more look at the showbiz beat in for Ralph Garman. Here's Alex.
Well, sad news. Former middleweight champion Jake LaMotta, known for his battles with Sugar Ray Robinson, has passed away at the age of 95, but everybody kind of knows him best as the real-life Raging Bull. Robert De Niro portrayed him in that movie.
He made it to 95?
95 and passed away from complications of pneumonia.
I'd like to punch him in the face.
I don't think you want to do that, but I was thinking about that too. This is a guy who got beaten in the head for years.
Yeah.
And he lived to be 95 years old.
Yeah, beatings his whole life. 83 and 19,
wow.
I believe. Yeah, unbelievable. Other not great news, some breakups. Rachel Bilson and Hayden Christensen... well, the Bell for Rachel Bilson. Sure, they have split after nearly 10 years together. She's full-time in L.A. He's in Toronto. They've been on the outs for a couple months, but they do have a daughter together, 3-year-old Briar Rose. So hopefully everything will be okay.
I don't have enough details to comment on the specifics of this breakup, but in general... if you are in a situation where you have the opportunity to be married to Rachel Bilson...
you stay.
Don't screw that up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, do whatever needs to be done to make that continue to be your life.
Okay.
I'm with that guy that said that.
Okay. What about if you're married to Billy Bush?
You abandoned ship.
Okay. Well, that might be happening right now. His wife of 20 years, they have 3 kids together, Sydney Davis. They've separated for the moment to, quote, evaluate their life together. And, of course, Billy Bush, we all know him from the Today Show, Access Hollywood, all that. Most recently, the one that was on the bus with Donald Trump when they were picked up on the microphone saying not great stuff about ladies. And, of course, one became the president, one was fired from his job.
That's and seems to be unhireable.
Yep.
That's bizarre.
Yeah. That's what stuck.
Right?
Yeah.
And that can't have contributed to a stress-free marriage. I mean, it could have had nothing to do with what happened, but yeah, I think it's unlikely.
I know, right?
Right. It's true. NBC says Saturday Night Live will once again air live across all time zones again this year. They tried it last year with the final 4 episodes, and it went great. So we can now see Saturday Night Live at 8:30, and they're going to rerun it at 11:30 here. So... we have 2 chances to catch it.
All right.
Yes. Good idea.
Season 43 premiere is set for September 30th. Host is Ryan Gosling, musical guest Jay-Z. And I mentioned this earlier, and I think both of you need to go home, and you have homework.
Okay.
You're going to watch The Deuce. It's on HBO. Stars
Did
James
Omar tell us about this?
Sounds like Omar's favorite show.
Did he?
No.
Okay.
Stars James Franco, he actually plays twin brothers in it, and Maggie Gyllenhaal. It's about the rise of the porn industry in New York in the 70s, created by the same guy that did The Wire, David Simon. And it has just been renewed for a second season. There's only been two episodes, so it's quick to catch up. I mean, if you're into great acting and porn.
I mean.
Which usually doesn't go together.
All right.
But it does in this case. Can you imagine being a woman? Not only are you on a show, you're beautiful, talented, but you're dating Prince Harry. That's a lot of stuff going on for just one woman, Meghan Markle. And every single thing she's doing.
Plus, you run Germany.
That is.
So that's crazy.
I'm impressed that it's Angela Merkel, and it was close. I am. I'm taking
audience.
That as a win.
Thank you,
studio audience. Loved it. Every little thing she does is scrutinized.
Sorry.
I'm so glad it's Friday.
I couldn't resist.
It's Wednesday.
Oh.
Yeah, it's Wednesday. Yeah.
Who are we talking about?
Meghan Markle.
And she runs Germany?
She's an actress, a humanitarian. A lovely woman on the show Suits.
And everything she does is magic.
It's magic.
Right.
She dates Prince Harry, and things are scrutinized, smallest detail, such as this big news in the Daily Mail today. She's definitely moving to England. How do they know? She hasn't renewed the lease on her car in Canada where she films.
So somebody researched that? Somebody
yes!
called?
Okay. That's what I'm saying. Like, every single thing is just analyzed.
Yeah,
I can't even, I can't imagine. But I'd give it all up for Prince Harry, who's
sure.
with me. Right?
Same.
All right, let's end on some happy news, probably for Bean. Disgusting for the rest of us. Oreos, they have all those new flavors. The
yes.
fall flavors, apple pie, pumpkin spice, mocha, red velvet, even orange-flavored Halloween ones. Have you heard about the new ones today, Bean?
No, what's new today?
They're going to be in stores nationwide on Monday. They're limited edition cookie butter flavor.
What's cookie butter?
Well, they're graham flavored with the cream filling, which is cookie butter flavored.
Again, what's cookie butter?
What? You know, cookie butter.
I don't know what that is.
Not sure I was hoping you did because it sounded gross and something you'd be into. Like a butter cookie, I guess. I'm just
okay.
switching cookie and butter. And I,
so you're turning them around
I
and
turned
then that
it
makes
around.
Sense.
But butter cookies are a thing, right?
Yes, absolutely. Christine,
okay.
please come in. Christine has information on this.
Oh,
let's have her judge. Now, look, I just want to say while we're waiting for Christine to get in here,
mm-hmm.
I've been hearing, but people know I love the Oreos so mm-hmm. much, and I've been hearing from a lot of people as these new specialty flavors are rolled out. People are furious about them. People are like, hey, Oreos are perfect. How
right.
dare you?
Right. What,
is somebody forcing them to try these?
That's
yes.
what I'm saying. I would just like to remind everybody that you have no time or room or inclination to try, candy cane or candy corn or any of these other pumpkin spice flavored Oreos or whatever. Then don't. It's not like they put them out there and they then pull the original and the double stuff and the ones that you come to know and love. They're all available. It's a win-win. If you don't want to try the fancy new flavors, don't.
So you're telling me Ghostbusters still exists with this line of thinking?
That's exactly what I'm saying. Is yes, it's not like the old Ghostbusters is erased from the earth because they make a new one. Now,
okay.
you're talking about cookie butter. I'm unfamiliar with cookie butter, but Christine, you have late-breaking news for us.
Okay, I cannot now, as I ran into the seat, I couldn't remember the exact name of the cookie.
Okay,
but there
good.
Is this cookie that's really popular in Europe, and they took this cookie and made a butter, like a peanut butter, but it's the cookie flavor. It's
so
awesome.
It's the butter of the cookie.
It's it's yes.
made out of the cookie?
Yeah, I think mm-hmm. I think some people make it that, like, in a way that's crunchy, and mm-hmm. other people make it in a way that's smooth.
I know that
and,
you
oh,
didn't.
It's called speculoos. That's exactly what it is.
Speculoos.
That happens at the gyno.
Yeah, I'm good. That does,
not
no,
the
I,
speculum.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, so this is the.
I don't want that cookie.
No, you don't. This cookie is delicious. And Kevin, I can't believe you've never had this.
I can't either.
It's awesome.
We have to rectify that.
Cookie butter.
Yeah.
Unrelated to butter cookies.
When this came out in Trader Joe's, they put a limit to how many you could
really?
Buy. Yeah. It's awesome.
So Oreos is just biting on that then, sounds like.
They should. It's delicious.
Okay.
These are graham flavored with a cream filling, which is cookie butter flavored,
all
which
right.
is speculoos.
I'm going
yes,
to Target on Monday.
Cookies.
All right.
I'll bring some in tomorrow.
Why? I have some.
Why are you waiting till Monday to go to Target?
Because she said they go on to the story for once.
She said they go on sale Monday.
He should be commended.
The beginning of this story was like a half hour ago.
All right. So what have we all decided? It's not Friday. We've all decided then that we're fine with Oreos coming out with crazy new flavors. Mm-hmm. If you don't like
You've
them, don't try
that,
them.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, do you disagree?
No,
Kevin?
I don't care. Okay. I can't imagine anyone cares. But go ahead.
People do, and we all because they think they're pooping on perfection is why. If you start screwing with Oreos, but again, they can all exist. It's a big world. So, and we think that the cookie butter cookie sounds good, right?
It's amazing.
Sure. All right. We'll try that then. Thank you, Christine. Thank you, Allie.
All these stars born today, September 20th. George R.R. Martin is 69. Actor Gary Cole is 61. And actor John Bernthal is 41. Allie McKay and for Ralph Garman walking the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Allie. And your drive home today, listen to a commercial-free 5 p.m. hour random act of helpfulness from the SoCal Helpful Honda dealers. Tomorrow morning is Thursday morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. That means we check in with Dr. Drew Buzzkill. We also talk sports with Jim Rome, and comedian Bob Saget joins us tomorrow morning in studio. Plus, we've got more passes for K-Rock Knott's Scary Farm Takeover tomorrow.